preamble and the Declaration of Independence and all that stuff that we believed in, you know, with great vim and vigor. And here we just saw it happen, and it worked.
It was a very thrilling experience for us, but the flip side of it is other people saw it in very different light. That is, the business community saw it as a threat, as something that's going to cause them some real problems. And the fact that 100 Berkeley students were arrested, probably 500, 600, 800 Berkeley students were involved in the thing. It just portend things to come, and very quickly there was pressure put down on the university. You've got to stop this, and the terms that were being used is the university cannot be used as a base for attacks on the community.
In the fall of the school year 64-65, we return to campus and find out that the tables on Bancroft and Telegraph, which had historically been the campus political activity lifeline, were banned.
Tables have been permitted out in front of Bancroft and Telegraph to distribute literature, and these literatures including the ideas of policy and advocating stands. At this particular point, we have been denied this, and we think, whether or not this is true or not, as far as why they're doing it, the effect of cutting this off is to stop political activity on this campus.
We knew at the time that it was aimed at the civil rights movement and at progressive organizations and at those of us interested in the peace movement and civil rights, mainly civil rights. But by banning all of us, they created an enormous reaction, because they united a group of people around the need to have those tables that couldn't have united themselves under any other circumstances.